Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's Got It. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's Got It. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the shop click drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's Got It. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode, oh my gosh, I forgot to look and see what episode this is. What episode is it, Julie? 186?
186
of the Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are not together again because I am still on the road, on the longest road trip ever, Julie.
Okay, so what's our count? Like how many days, weeks, years?
So I left September 24th.
Oh my gosh.
So that's when we left Dallas, and then we went to Anaheim, and then we went to Seattle. And
I forgot about Anaheim.
Yeah. And then we went to Tampa, and now we're in Baltimore. I am totally out of clothes. I have right here a laundry bag that I'll be taking to a laundromat here in Baltimore because I have no more clean clothes. I have worn what I'm wearing currently already twice. Along with everything else that I packed. So it is going to be laundry day today. So we're shooting, what's today, Friday?
Yeah.
We're shooting this on Friday. Hopefully it'll post today because we're late, because we were waiting to shoot until I got to where I was gonna be and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's cray, Jules. It is cray, cray, cray.
So obviously like all of the things that are leading to this road trip being very long are really exciting things. Mm-hmm. But do you feel like you just need like a good cry?
So last night when I got to my hotel room in Baltimore, my girlfriends had sent me a bottle of wine and sent me a note that said, "You've got this." And I just started crying.
Yeah. I could tell, like, I can just tell, like, from talking to you a couple times, I'm like, she just needs a good cry. And I know the feeling.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh. But yeah,
it's just great. Chaos.
It is. It's mass chaos, but it is a lot of fun. You know, and it's like, I just had the kind of the attitude of, you know, if we're here, we might as well win. And
exactly.
So that's kind of been my mantra to keep things in perspective, but yeah, it's been nuts. It's been nuts, but it's been a fun run.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, you just have to like throw up your hands and be like, I'm going. So my stepdad, actually, he says this thing that I love, and he says, and usually it means he's like going to just go with the flow for a night and probably end up like drinking a lot and just going with the flow. But he says, I'm flowing with the universe.
Okay.
Flowing with the universe. Just wherever the universe takes me, I'm going there. I feel like you're flowing with the universe right now.
100% flowing with the universe right now.
And you just can't like worry too much about it, think too much about it, like stress about what's going on at home, because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, right? To be along with the Rangers for this ride and flying with them and traveling with them and their families and celebrations in the locker room and winning a division series for the first time for freaking ever. It's just amazing everything that has happened since you left September 24th.
Yes. And I haven't seen Mike since September 19th. Because he was on a fishing trip.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he left the 19th, and then we didn't ever even cross paths the day I left.
Yeah.
And so it's just been nuts. So it's a lot of lists and schedules and asking people to help and all that kind of stuff. So it's been crazy, but it's been fun.
Yeah, it does remind me. Ash just chatted on here. It reminds me of when Kelly was in the bubble. Remember that? But
oh yeah,
and he was in Edmonton for 66 days,
which is
and it was insane. Like
insane.
Yeah, it was like the longer they won, the longer he stayed, and you want them to win. They were in the Stanley Cup final that season, but at the same time, the longer they win, the crazier it is at home. It's like the exact same, but role reversal, where you're the one on the road and just flowing with the universe and, you know, doing your part in this thing. And it's just crazy. How is, how's the home front? How's Mike and everybody holding up?
They're good. They're good. We've got so much help. So that's great. And he's been awesome. You know, we haven't, and my kids now are at the age where they are easy. It's just like the logistics of getting them to where they need to be. So it's been fine. And the kids are doing okay. You know, we talk all the time, and, you know, Henry, especially Hattie's not a huge feeler, but Henry definitely is. So, but it's been fine. And now we know, we know for sure. I mean, I will be home Sunday night, late,
yes.
But I will be home Sunday night. So that helps to know, because before it was literally a daily conversation of, okay, so now when are you coming home? So now when are you coming home? And it just was, right. You know, it was all this, well, if this happens, then this, and if this happens, then this, because if we would have won the division, we would have come home last Monday, you know, but then we didn't. And then it's just all been so insane. So to have at least like a finish line in sight, you know, that there's, you know, two more sleeps in a hotel room until I get to finally go home and see my kids. And fortunately, yeah, they're off of school, which threw another wrench into the whole thing. We're off of school today. So my kids are off school. So then it's trying to find that. But they also have school Monday. And so that's great. So I can just take Monday and spend the day with them, and it'll be great.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. Mine are off today and Monday as well. It's random. Oh. Monday's fair day.
Oh, and can you imagine?
Yeah. So
that sounds awful.
No, I can't.
On fair day.
Yeah.
When all the kids are out of school. That sounds awful. I think I did that last year.
I need to go. You went on the actual fair day?
I don't know if I went on actual fair day. Excuse me, but I may have. And Texas OU weekend.
Texas OU weekend. I know. That's crazy. So we have Texas OU, we have Rangers Saturday, so much, and we can get to it all in sports or whatever.
Yeah.
But okay, good. Well, I've been thinking about you. Thanks for hopping on the freak a couple times. It's really cool to have your updates live from the road and everything else. We had our big 1 year anniversary party last night. It was great. It was really fun. It was really cool. It was a big concert, and Christina's band Oatmeal Pizza played, and then the Quaker City Nighthawks played. They're so good. But it was great. I put something on the Facebook listener group of like trying to get people's favorite moments over the past year, because I did a segment kind of looking back or whatever. And I loved that somebody wrote, "My favorite parts of the freak are when Emily Jones comes on." And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. You're like part of our little freak family, which that's love. I absolutely love. Hopefully we can figure something out to have you continue even when the Rangers are done, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll figure all that out. But yeah, it's been busy, crazy, and there's a lot of fun stuff going on, I think, in both of our worlds. So that's good.
Yeah, for sure. How is everything at home?
It's good. It's great. We're my kids are off, like I said, today, and I took the day off work today.
There good for you.
Is a Pluckers remote in Fort Worth that I'm not gonna make. We are gonna leave here in a couple hours and head to the ranch.
Oh, fun.
So yeah, now that I have, you know, now that Kelly can do things like that, we kind of had the epiphany when we realized that there were 2 days off of school. We were like, oh my gosh, let's go do something. And my best friend Jesse is going to come tomorrow with her family. And then my brother and his family are going to come tomorrow too. So it'll be a full house, and everyone's going to be watching Texas OU and watching the Rangers. And they're going to,
what time is Texas OU?
It's at 11.
Oh, so it'll be going. Yeah. Everybody needs multiple TVs this weekend.
I know. In Mizzou LSU, and Mizzou undefeated.
Really?
We're ranked. Yes.
I don't even know who Texas is playing. I've been in like Completely.
Well, yeah, you've been in baseball world for sure.
Yes.
But yeah, that's what's going on in our world. I do have one predicament I want to run by you, but I don't know
keep talking. I can hear you. I'm going to go grab a water.
Okay. My predicament, and I feel like I know what Emily's going to say. A lot of people that I tell this to tell me one thing and I don't know. I just don't know what to do. So, you know that I'm like, you know that I'm having problems with my cat. And this has been
blueberry's
in heaven.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Blueberry's in heaven, and the kids still have not gotten over that. They talk about Blueberry being in heaven all the time.
Okay.
And Cranberry, so she's 14 years old. I got her, my grandmother, whose house I'm in now that we bought, she got her for me for my birthday like a long time ago, 14 years ago. And it was the sweetest little gift from my grandma. And I love Cranberry. I had Cranberry before I even met Kelly. Like, Cranberry and I have been a team for 14 years. I guess I had met Kelly, but we were dating. And Cranberry has not liked all of the additions to our family, like one by one. It was Kelly, and then it was Ryder, and then it was Anna, and then it was Blueberry, and then it was Belle the dog. And Cranberry, with each addition to my family, has gotten more and more unhappy and also older. And so I think the combination of her being unhappy and old, Emily, it's she... and probably a little bit sick, but not sick enough to where she's like gimping around the house and looking old and stuff. She can't control, like, she pees, poops, throws up everywhere. And just when I think like I've got a grip on it and it's getting better and I can handle it, it gets worse. Like there was a big old like poop bomb that woke me up in the middle of the night a couple of nights ago. And then last night, we thought it was better. Last night, it happened again. It was a big old diarrhea on my jeans while I was asleep.
You weren't sleeping in your jeans, were you?
No, I've never done that. I can't do that. I go, no matter how much I've had to drink, it's like makeup comes off. Okay. I get into my normal clothes. I am not a passer-outer. But no, my jeans were folded on the ground, and that's part of the problem. Like, there's stuff on the ground, and she finds my clothes every time, and she will poop on my clothes. She'll pee on things. She vomits on things.
Oh my gosh.
And it's getting so bad. Like, I feel like my house is starting to smell like, and I can't get rid of it. Like, I'll like put on a piece of clothing and go out for the day and then be like, is that smell? And it's like me. It's like something that, yeah. But the thing is, she's not like old enough to where I can be like, it's time for her to go. Like, she's not.
Are you
like
sure?
She's, well, I don't know.
I think, like, it's time for her to go.
I know that, you were gonna say that.
This does not seem like a high quality of life if you are as an animal unable to control where you're.
Like, she also goes in the litter box plenty. It's like she's just pissing me, like, just wants to piss me off, I think. Like, the diarrhea last night, like, now I'm starting to think, okay, there's really something there. Like, she's really sick. But I don't know what to do about it. The kids are obsessed with her. I'm boarding her this weekend when we go to the ranch. I'm not letting her roam around the house. And no. I'm boarding her at the vet. And so I'm hoping I can, like, undercover, like, get some sort of help with her via the boarding by the vet, even though I'm not, like, paying for the vet to observe her. You know what I mean? I'm thinking
it might be worth it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they don't, like, do that. Like, hey, can I pay you extra to watch my cat? But right. I'm boarding her. You know what I mean? So right. I'm, like, by way of them just watching her for 4 days, I'm hoping they can tell me something. We've taken her to the vet plenty of times and they're like, oh, change her food, she must be allergic to something. But like, all of her blood work's normal. That's why it's weird. Like, she's not sick. Like, Blueberry died of cancer and it happened very quickly. We think it was cancer. It happened very quickly. Like, her blood work was wonky, and then like a week or two later she died, and she was only 7 years old. So but Cranberry's, everything looks normal when we take her to the vet. And
so what's the lifespan of a cat?
I think she's getting there. Like, it's like 15, 16, 17 would be on the high end. I think Ashley's saying 20 years. They can go 20 years. She says that happened to my cat. She's moving into the part of life where they're starting to decline. So if she goes 20, she's only 14. Like, does this mean that I have to deal with this for 6 more years? Like, when is she supposed to die? When is she going to die? Enough. I still love her in my heart. Like, and the kids are obsessed with her, and they, like I said, they haven't gotten over Blueberry. So I can't fully, like, just take her to the vet and be like, it's time for her to go. I can't, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer because of this, but like, what do you do? It's not like it's your parent that you're going to do whatever it takes. Right. It's like my cat.
Are there organizations take on shitty pee throw up cats? I don't know. I mean, because if a dog was doing that, that would be a clear sign that something is very wrong.
Right. I know.
But with the cat, you just think she's a bitch.
I just think she's a bitch paired with getting old. And like, there's a little bit of the getting old thing, but I don't know. I don't know what to do. I told Anna that we were going to board her this weekend and she started crying, just thinking she was like going to go to the vet and never come back. Like, I don't think they could handle it and I would have to deal with that forever. Like, that, you know, like I voluntarily went and told the vet.
It's definitely worth an evaluation from the vet.
Yeah, well, she's been evaluated and they say that she's fine.
Oh dear.
It's bad. It's bad. And it's like, it infiltrates
your
life.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
So what have people told you? Because I'm at a complete loss on this.
I know. I don't know. That's why I need to crowdsource. I'll talk to the vet. Like, I think the vet would say probably like, well, you can try to find her another home. Like, you know, somebody that can just have.
Nobody wants that cat.
I wouldn't advertise those features.
That would be terrible. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Maybe someone else has a soft spot in their heart and they're lonely and they want a cat.
Right.
If Cranberry was the center of attention.
I think that would help.
If she was the one and only in someone's
I think she might be happier and then she maybe wouldn't have all of the fecal problems or whatever. I don't know. I'm just at such a loss. I might try to dump her on my parents. Like, I feel like that's a good move for people who just kind of run out of time with their pet. You dump on the parents. Like, my parents don't want her, but she doesn't even have her claws, so like she can't kill mice. Like, she really can't do anything beneficial to anybody anymore. But I don't know.
Yeah, you could lay the groundwork this weekend.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. And I think my stepdad, he'll be like, well, you can bring her out to the ranch and like see what happens. But we know what would happen. I don't know. It's just stressing me out.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
It sucks. Yeah. It's so gross.
That is gross.
Waking me up in the night with like poop bombs.
Gosh. Your jeans. What did you do with the jeans?
Kelly washed them. He's a saint. He threw them in the laundry. Like most of the things like that, like actually the poop is better than the pee sometimes because the pee.
Oh no, 100%. Especially if the poop's solid.
Right.
I agree. It's a different story though.
Yeah. How is your puppy, by the way?
He's good. Gallo. Yeah. Good.
Is he fully potty trained?
Yeah. He doesn't have accidents anymore.
Good.
He's pretty chill.
My dog is great.
Yeah. The only thing he's doing now is he'll like, dig up the drip lines in the flower beds, which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Such a pain in the ass.
Are you still paying someone to do all your, pull your weeds?
No, my husband told me just to leave it alone, that he's going to have the yard guy do it in like next month when he does a whole bunch of maintenance.
Okay. Okay. I just don't want you to have a breakdown when you get home.
I posted on Facebook if anybody had a high school kid that wanted to earn some extra money, and no one replied. So it just is what it is. I think Henry might pull some today because since he's friends, but I think Henry might end up doing that for me.
Yeah. I wonder what your kids like have been doing this whole time. Like, have they been, is it a free for all? Are they all like,
apparently there's Halloween decorations at my house.
Are they up?
Patty decorated the house for Halloween.
It'd be worse.
Oh, you're cutting out.
It could be worse.
Oh, it could be way worse. Well, I mean, when you're on the road for 2 weeks, it's just like, as long as they're alive, everything else is gravy.
Will you leave them up? Leave them up, please.
I'm going to respect the fact that my mother-in-law gave her Halloween decorations and she took it upon herself to decorate the house.
If she wants to come decorate my house, she can.
Yeah. And then the dogs are with Jimmy still. So the dogs have been with Jimmy. The dogs have been with Jimmy for like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Because I just had him take them because, you know, I didn't want to have to worry about Mike coming home from work and letting them out and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, he's had them for 2 weeks, which I think we're going to do some things with Jimmy because he's doing like training a service dog to give to a veteran. Anyway, we'll have to talk about it. And he wants to use us to help. Oh, cool.
Yeah, Jimmy's great. He helped Bella a lot too.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. So that's my life update. It's very exciting.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. That sucks. But maybe your parents will take him.
Maybe. I got to get her out of here. I do. Yeah. I don't want her to die yet, though, but I got to get her out of here.
Yeah. I hear you. All right. What sportsy stuff do we need to talk about? Or other stuff?
Well, we can... I want to know what that celebration was like for the Rangers. So maybe for those people that aren't super tuned in, let's tell them what's going on with the Rangers, where they're at. They're about to start a series for the ALDS.
Yeah. Okay. So yes. So the last day of the regular, So rewind back to the second to last day of the regular season. We clinched a playoff spot, celebrated in the clubhouse, popped champagne, all the things. Lasted about 20-30 minutes, and then we watched the end of the Diamondbacks Astros
game.
Were
you like watching with them?
Yeah, we were all they were. I was just kind of peeking in. They were in the kitchen in the clubhouse with the TV on, and so I just was kind of, we were all just kind of watching. And then once that game went final, it's like, okay, take it to the house, everybody, you know, go back to the hotel, get rested. We, you know, we can win the division tomorrow. Like, that's all we got to do is win one game. So then Sunday we get shut out, lose the division, terrible disappointment. But in a way I feel like, so then that's when we're going. So instead of coming home and having an entire like Monday through Friday off, now we're going to Tampa, 6 hour, 5.5 hour flight. Like, I mean, at that point I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? So then we get to Tampa, and you know, honestly, I think them losing the division might be the best thing that ever happened to this team.
Really?
Because it lit a fire. They were super disappointed, more motivated than ever. And then they come out and you see how they play in Tampa and take, you know, two games right off the bat. We get to Baltimore with plenty of time to, you know, get everything in order, you know, pitching wise and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like that could have been the best thing that ever happened to them, honestly.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah. And then we did celebrate after Tampa, after winning that series. So we celebrated, that would have been like Wednesday night.
Let's talk logistics of that celebration and doing interviews. So you have goggles?
I don't do goggles. No, I don't think they do much good. So no, I don't do goggles.
Do the players wear the goggles?
Yes. But they're more like, I mean, I'm not usually a direct target. So it's if I'm interviewing someone, that's usually a direct target. And then I get a little bit of the periphery, and sometimes I'll get a, you know, beer dumped on my head or whatever, but I've worn goggles a few times in the past. I can't even remember when.
I remember you wearing goggles sometime. How many of these have you done?
I can't. I mean, in 2010, we did, you know, division, DSCS. So that would have been 3-6, probably around 10.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Like, what a world. What a cool life. That's awesome.
They're super, super
like
fun.
Like old hat to celebrate playoff wins with
professional baseball team. It's just so fun to see them celebrate and to be, you know, act like kids. And it just is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then after, back at the hotel, there was, I came home and talked to my family, and then got cleaned up and then went down. There was a bunch of people on the rooftop bar or lounge area where you could eat and stuff. And so it's funny, like people talk about like, oh, this big, huge partying and all that. And we go out, Jared Sandler and I went together, and you walk out and it's literally like kids running around everywhere. Everybody's just sitting, like eating dinner, you know, talking, having a couple cocktails, but like, it's not like, you know, crazy party, but like the only time it was crazy party that I remember, like when we clinched the division in Oakland on the road in 2010, That was a huge party. So we were in Oakland. No, there wasn't hardly any, you know, families there. And so it basically was just everyone that had traveled with the team went out. And I think it was Brandon McCarthy, like, rented out this, or took over that, we took over this bar and played like beer pong and all that kind of, I mean, it was awesome. And actually Mike was with me on that trip.
Oh, fun.
He had hurt his knee. I can't remember. He had some sort of like injury and was like, you just go, I'm going to stay here. So he didn't even want to go. But he was with me on that trip. So yeah, it's just, that was the only one that was like crazy, crazy party. And then I remember we had a day game the next day and Jeff Francoeur told me before the game, he's like, if I get on base, I'm probably going to puke. And I was like, oh my God, I'm dying laughing. And I think
he was so hungover.
Oh yeah. And I think he went like, you know, 4 for 5 and knocked in 4 runs. I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I remember him being kind of hot.
Yeah. Jeff Francoeur. That's funny. Yeah, I never really.
Maybe it's a wrong memory.
No, he's a handsome guy for sure. I guess I just never, yeah. He was such a jokester and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. But yeah, that was super fun. So yeah, these never get old for sure. But I just loved it. Like, I loved seeing all the kids. I mean, I spent probably 30 minutes with Matt Bush's 2-year-old daughter sitting in my lap, and we were going through my phone looking at pictures of my kids and like,
aww,
crazy stuff and watching videos. And
they probably love having you there. And
it's well, just, and then yesterday, yeah, we're on the bus. So then I wasn't on the team plane yesterday. I was on the wives' plane. So there's so much traveling party that there was 2 separate planes. And then there's a lot of more front office people met us on the road. And so anyway, they were like, would you mind moving to the wives' plane? And I'm like, of course, I don't care. So we're going from the airport to the hotel, and I was sitting beside Dane Dunning's wife, and they have a 4-month-old. And I was like, if you want, and she's like, if you want him, take him. And so for the entire like 40-minute bus ride, I'm just holding this sweet little snuggly baby. And it was really fun. So yeah, everyone's so great and so wonderful. And it's so fun to be able to get to enjoy, like to see them get to enjoy it with their husbands, because it is such a long season. And these women and kids put up with so much as far as having their dad away, as you know, Julie. So it's neat for them to get to enjoy it. And then my sister's going to come, my sister and her son, my sister and my nephew are going to come to Baltimore on Saturday. So at least I'll get a little dose of family. And
then good.
When we play in Arlington on Tuesday, Mike and the kids and I will all go and sit together and experience that. So I cannot wait for them to be
fun
and to get to sit with them and experience it with them.
Because you don't have anything until post game work wise. Right. Okay. Yep. So you'll be doing all the home games for the post game show?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Man.
Yeah. Super exciting.
I haven't even like wrapped my head around the fact that there will be home playoff games next week.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Super excited.
Go tailgate.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So fun.
So fun.
Oh, well, that's so exciting, Em. It's like, I know you're in the middle of it and it's hard and it's a long trip and you miss family, but it's like, oh my gosh, when you take a step back, like what a fucking cool ass thing that you're getting to do and that you've gotten to do for so long.
Well, I mean, and I think about like all the times when like I thought about retiring or whatever, which, you know, at some point I'm going to, but you know, after just such a long stretch of losing baseball, just to have this, regardless of if we win another game the rest of the year, the rest of the season, I'm fine. I mean, that's obviously not fine with them. But to be super cheesy, my cup is full.
Oh,
you know, so it's just been fun to experience that again. So I'm super grateful. And,
That's awesome.
Staying out as long as we can.
Your cup is full. Now let's hope that your cup runneth over with a couple more, a couple more celebrations. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think, like, Em, I don't know. I haven't been watching. This is my last Rangers question. I haven't been watching really anybody but the Rangers. But with the situation that we're in right now, is a World Series a World Series title? Like, is that a legit thing to anticipate that could happen with this team?
I mean, I feel like it's in baseball more than any other sport, it's more wide open than perhaps any other sport.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I mean, this is a good team. I mean, if you can get pitching, like we know what this offense can do, but like if you get that from Jordan Montgomery and Nathan Eovaldi, and then Dane hasn't even thrown yet in the playoffs, I mean, yeah, I mean, I feel like you look at the National League and in the Dodgers and the Braves, and those two teams really scare me. You know, we would have to go through the Twins or the Astros if we win this series.
Oh, that'd be beautiful symmetry
I
if we
know,
could
but
take out the
we
Astros.
have just not played well against the Astros.
I know.
So yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. I wouldn't say it's likely or we're the favorite by any stretch of the imagination, but I kind of like this team being in that situation, to where they're not, you know, getting a ton of shine. They tend to perform well when they're that kind of the underdog mentality, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, who knows? We'll see, you know.
Baltimore first. Yep.
Baltimore, first things first. Yeah, and Baltimore's young with very little playoff experience, and so you wonder how they're going to respond to these moments. And this, even though we're a relatively young team, you've got so many guys that have been there, done that. I mean, Corey Seager has so much stinking playoff experience, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then other guys have had a taste of it here and there, so you know, and they're more established in their career. So, and then you've got guys like Josh Young and Evan Carter, who just like apparently no one told them they're supposed to, you know, struggle in the postseason or be
Right.
overwhelmed by the
Just
moment. Literally,
listing off
clearly.
all the people like that you're even listing off. It's like, okay, why wouldn't this team have a shot? You know, pitching is obviously the X factor because they don't have what they hope to have in the playoffs whenever they got the
But
season
I mean,
started.
Max Scherzer is throwing live BP today. I
Yeah,
mean,
today.
today he's throwing to hitters, like gonna throw
Wow.
live BP.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, like I've told you, I think I told you this on the radio. The dude's certifiable. Like he is
Yeah.
absolutely insane. He is a
Yeah.
maniac. He's crazy. And if there's any one person who could pull this shit off, it's Max Scherzer.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll see. I mean, and can you just imagine like what that, I mean, and granted, he's not going to be stretched out. It's not going to, like, he's going to go out and give you six shutout.
Yeah.
But you bring in Max Scherzer out of the bullpen, like, or even start him and he gives you know, two shutout and gets you off to a good start, let your offense get going. You know, I don't know. We'll see. But at this point, I'm not counting him out of anything.
I always forget that he's a Mizzou guy. I mean, I don't know. I'd love to, once the season ends, I'd love to get him in our studio. It would be so fun.
It would
Tell
be
him
so.
that your
He
podcast,
loves to talk.
tell him that your
He loves.
podcast co-host is a Mizzou Tiger. I did a
Okay.
story on him back in the day. I've met him. We talked
Okay.
about his eyes.
Okay.
He was hurt, but waiting to be drafted, and he was practicing with the Mizzou baseball team. So he was had already like graduated or whatever. But
Yeah.
maybe he remembers. Oh my gosh. Be so
Oh,
fun.
that's okay. Well,
And he's a dad. Yeah.
I'll plant the seed. Yeah, I think they have four kids.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell him that he just needs to come on and talk about his four kids and crazy ass life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He'll want to do that. He'll want to vent about those kiddos. Okay. Well, it's just so exciting. I'll be following
Know.
along. I
Yeah.
can't wait to see how it all unfolds. I'm excited for you to get home.
Oh,
It's
same.
Sunday, and hopefully it goes well for the team Saturday. What do you do the rest of today? What are you doing?
Laundromat. I'm going to the laundromat.
You're gonna go to the laundromat and do some laundry.
Yes.
Let us know how it goes. Will you
I will.
document it on the Mom Game Stories?
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Have fun at the ranch.
Thank you.
Maybe next week we'll be together.
Oh my
We should.
gosh.
Yeah, we should be back together next week. We
Yeah,
can shoot. Yeah, we can
let's do
shoot.
it. You know, we're all flexible, so we'll work
Okay.
around what we need to work around and make it happen.
Okay. Love you.
Okay, love you, Em. Bye. Good luck out there in the free world.
Thank you. I'm going to be flowing with the universe.
Flow with the universe.
Okay.
Get another win, then we'll see you back home.
All
Okay.
right. Love you. Mom game out.
Bye.